Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holiday. That's why as a MyLowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals on holiday decor, tools, and more. And you earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Friday, November the 8th, right?
Right.
And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And we're coming at you again, and miracles happen. And I'm not talking about the election. I'm talking about the fact that evidently Apple Podcasts now has all our shit fixed, so I don't have to kick them in the balls anymore. And we're going to leave that behind. I'm glad everybody's getting their notifications and their episodes, and we love that, and we hope y'all are enjoying the True Crime Time 4, and this should be the only day you're going to get it on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And normally, it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Haley will be on Friday, justice for Haley, but we pushed it out early last night because we thought Apple was fixed, and we wanted everybody to get it, et cetera. So that being said, November the 8th, and still almost 90 degrees here in Louisiana. It's ridiculous. It's our oldest daughter's birthday eve. Happy birthday, Kate Michelle Overton, tomorrow, November the 9th. Saturday, right?
Yeah.
It's always on the LSU-Alabama game.
Always.
And then also the opening weekend of Primitive Weapons.
And our granddaughter was 3 months old couple days ago.
Yep. And happy 3-monther there, Ember, Miss Ember Ray. We love you too. And y'all, we got some good shit for you today,
do.
Well, then let's get down to some True Crime Time for Friday. Ladies first.
Okay. So I had a lead in for this, which is, what have you ever not liked one of my haircuts?
That's like, I'm going to answer that question.
Well, it's not a trick question.
No, it's definitely a tricky situation for me.
Well, if you didn't like one of my haircuts, would you stab me over it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even tell you about it. Why would I stab you over it?
Can't believe you wouldn't tell me that if you didn't like my haircut.
I mean, it's too late after you get it cut. Well, yeah, how many times have you showed up?
Doing the haircut?
How many times have you showed up and either chopped it off or did whatever you did, and I didn't know anything about it? And so, what I got to say? I got to say I like it, right? Whether I like it or not.
Well, you could be honest so I don't continue
Fuck no, I'm not stupid. Then it'll make you cry, and then you'll be mad at me and all that shit. I just say, oh, that's nice. Don't ask a question you don't want to answer to.
Well, recently I actually did chop all my hair off, and you were like, oh, that's nice.
Don't ask
apparently
a question
you didn't like.
You don't
it.
Want an answer to, but tell us a story.
So a Pennsylvania man has been arrested on several charges, including murder, for stabbing his girlfriend to death over her haircut.
Nice.
And
he evidently doesn't have Woody Overton skills.
Apparently not. So he apparently didn't like her haircut, and he stabbed her to death. And Lancaster County officials reported that Carmen Martinez Silva, who's 50, was fatally stabbed on Sunday, November 3rd. And Benjamin Garcia has been the one arrested in connection with the killing. And police reported responded to the residents on Sunday after receiving reports of stabbings when a caller said the suspect was standing there with a knife in his hand. And at the location, Martinez Silva, which is the girl, Martinez Silva is the girl, was deceased and her brother was stabbed several times.
Nice.
And Garcia was holding a silver kitchen knife, and Lewis, the brother, is expected to survive.
Okay.
But essentially, so the girl, the Carmen's daughter, told the police that Garcia stabbed her mother over her haircut. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, she lost her life over a haircut. He was so mad. And she, people tried to save her, like say that she wasn't where she was. Like she was actually at the house where the guy went to, and her friend, her brother, Lewis, said that she wasn't there. And the man was insistent. And that's when he started stabbing Carmen.
You totally lost me.
So Carmen knew that her boyfriend was upset over the haircut, and he said, "I'm going to stab you." So she went and stayed with her brother. Okay. The boyfriend shows up at the brother's house, and he's like, she's not here. So he starts stabbing the brother. Well, she comes out to defend the brother,
and then she
gets stabbed to death.
Lord, Lord. Family traditions, or whatever you want to call that.
I mean, horrible.
Family. Family, fuck some shit up. Not laughing at the
lady being horrible.
Deceased. I'm pretty sure maybe he doesn't regret it. I don't know. But he's fucked now, and as he should be. And I'm sorry that she lost her life for that. So, you know, I don't want to be stabbed. That's not good shit.
No.
But I'm going to take you to Kentucky. And in Kentucky, there was a 2-year-old boy who was found unclothed in a caged area, which was littered with shit or feces, and 5 people were arrested, okay? The boy was locked behind a wooden and metal enclosure that was secured with a padlock. This is what the police said in Kentucky on Monday, November the 4th, and 5 people were arrested after the 2-year-old boy was found unclothed in that caged area. And so on that Monday, November 4th, Detective Dave Roberts and the Carrollton Police Department responded to reports of a child possibly being held in a confined area at a property on 7th Street after receiving another tip from the community. Okay. And when the detective got there, Detective Roberts got there, he had a guy named Sergeant Taylor with him, and they located the male child naked, and the kid was under the age of 3, and he was locked behind that wooden and metal enclosure I told you about, and it was secured with a padlock. Oh. Why in the fuck you gotta lock a kid up, a 3-year-old up, naked? But
it's just
so. Brenda Chilton, 71, William Mahoney, 72, Cody Johnson, 29, Tammy Simmons, 52, and Shelby Turquoise. All the rest of them were from Carrollton, except for Shelby. Shelby's from Ghent, Kentucky. And they were all cuffed and stuffed, and they faced charges of criminal abuse and one endangerment, this police said in their Facebook message. Now, Turcy, how you say it, is also facing charges of possession of methamphetamine. Mm. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana. Now, Detective Roberts, Sergeant Taylor, Chief Williette, and Assistant Chief Dews and Sergeant Dews, I'm sure there's family relations, secured the scene and executed a search warrant on the property. And they added that following a preliminary investigation, 2 children were removed from the home by Health and Family Services, mm-hmm. whatever they call it.
Yeah.
But there was listed in the criminal complaint that the young boy was kept in the room with urine and feces, right? And according to the local TV, WDRB, Detective Roberts said of the scene, a child was behind there, completely unclothed. There was feces, and then you're in that contained area. So the publication also claimed the detective said the delivery driver had alerted police after seeing the young child locked up in what appeared to be a cage, adding that 8 to 10 dogs in poor health had also been found on the property.
My gosh.
Right? This is a fucking bunch of meth heads. Police haven't confirmed that the boy is related to any of the 5 people arrested. And they say, like we always say, if you see something, say something. And this case serves as a reminder of the vital role that bystanders can play in ensuring the safety and well-being of vulnerable children, right? Because kids can't protect themselves.
No.
3-year-olds like that.
No.
I mean, and I guess the other 2 kids were in the house doing chores.
I mean.
Fucking meth heads.
Jeez. Where was this?
In Carrollton, Kentucky.
Okay.
Carrollton, Kentucky. I don't know. I mean, it's certainly not shade on the people of Carrollton, Kentucky. It's shade on these fucking meth heads, right? That poor baby. They hope. I mean, I always say on stories like this, hopefully the only good thing of it is the baby probably won't remember being only 3 years old, you know, and they'll get it a loving family.
Yeah. Right? I hope so.
So, I don't know. I don't know, but you give us another story.
Well, I'm going to take us to New York City for, unfortunately, a very similar story.
Holy smokes. Well, yeah. We seem to be doing another theme.
Another
theme.
Today,
I got one coming up, too.
Oh, my gosh. So, a couple accused of starving their 4-year-old son to death.
To death.
Over the course of 2 years in Harlem, New York City. And keeping their children in feces-covered apartment are facing murder charges.
As they should. Fuck them.
On Wednesday, November 6th, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg Jr. confirmed Natavia Ragsdale, 26, and Laron Modlin, 25, had been indicted after their son, Jameek Modlin, died at around 5:50 a.m. local time on October 14th, 2024. Now, he weighed approximately 19 pounds when he died and had suffered 4.
Shit.
And had suffered from, of course, malnutrition, dehydration, and starvation, and had almost no body fat.
It is a special place of hell for them.
It gets worse. The pair, who have been accused of abusing their 3 other children, aged 5, 6, and 7, have been charged in New York State indictment with murder in the second degree, 4 counts of assault in the first degree, manslaughter in the second degree, criminally negligent homicide, and 4 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Modlin had called 911 at approximately 7:42 p.m. on October 13th, claiming that the victim was non-responsive. Jameek, which was the little boy, was taken to the hospital and was given end-of-life care until he died in the early hours of the morning following the following day.
That's crazy.
But it gets, like I said, it gets worse. When he and his siblings arrived at the hospital, they had layers of dirt on their skin and feces matted in their hair. Authorities said Ragsdale and Modlin actively starved their children for approximately 2 years while purchasing food for themselves on a daily basis.
Nice.
The apartment the family lived in was said to have had a working refrigerator that contained fresh produce, but the door was facing the wall so the kids couldn't open it. Any cabinet containing food had a zip tie on the handle.
Louise.
One of the 3 bedrooms in the property was covered in feces. The floor could not be seen through the amount of dirt and excrement on the floor. The walls were smeared with feces to the approximate height of a child. Court documents stated that the room in question was the only room with a lock that was placed on the outside, locking them in the room. The only other items in the room were a few pieces of broken furniture and a mattress that was propped on its side and covered in feces. To hide the abuse, the parents limited communication with friends and family, and the kids were not in school and hadn't been seen by a doctor in 2 years. His Jean-Mique, the four-year-old who passed, his siblings remain in the hospital getting treatment for malnutrition. They have very limited motor skills. They don't know how to hold utensils.
To feed themselves. Their whole life, probably, yeah.
And their abilities have been starting to return as nutrients have been introduced into their diets. Jeez. So the death of Jean-Mique, obviously an innocent four-year-old child, is a tragedy that has scarred this city. And he died a very slow and painful death, starving alongside his older siblings, somehow isolated in the heart of Harlem. And it's just disgusting.
Wow. I want, hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC. Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked, and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. I believe in hell, and I hope there's room in hell where they're going to lock these assholes up and make them sit in their own shit and starve them to death for eternity.
I mean, an eye for an eye,
y'all,
right?
Y'all, if you hear that, you probably can't hear it because Cindy edited it out. My God, I think it's raining for one of the first times in a month, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that's two in a row.
Yeah.
And you would never believe I'm about to give you another one.
Oh, my gosh.
And we don't plan it like this, y'all, that it's not, starve your kid to death day on True Crime Time 4. But go to Oklahoma, where a mom gave her two-year-old daughter to a man while buying meth and hasn't seen her since.
Oh, my gosh.
So Ashley Rowland, 39, was arrested and charged with child abandonment. So the Oklahoma woman has been arrested after giving her young daughter to a man for whom she was buying drugs 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So Ashley Rowland, 39, like I told you, Moore, was arrested last week and charged with the child abandonment in connection with the 2022 disappearance of her daughter, who was 2 years old at the time, right? And in April of 2023, the Oklahoma Department of Human Services, basically like child services, was asked to take custody of the child. But guess what? They couldn't find her. And this is according to the arrest affidavit. So the DHS workers tracked down Rowland, who told them her daughter was with her father in Georgia.
Oh.
And this is on the arrest warrant. But when interviewed by police, Rowland told them something different, that she gave her daughter to a man named Carlos when she was buying methamphetamine from him. Now, Rowland told police Carlos could be the girl's father, but she wasn't sure. She said she was using drugs when she gave her daughter away and has no idea where she is. Mm-hmm. This is all in the arrest affidavit. So police are searching for the girl, who would be 5 years old now. In a statement, the Oklahoma Department of Human Services said, "Situations like those described in this affidavit are heartbreaking and unimaginable. Like the rest of the community, Oklahoma Human Services reels in concern for the child's safety. While we were unable to discuss cases due to state and federal confidentiality statutes, the agency is grateful to our law enforcement partners for their continued work to find her as they seek justice in her disappearance. We remain committed to supporting their efforts however needed." Can you believe that?
Sick to my stomach.
That child trafficking shit is real. She sold them. Carlos might not even exist. She might have murdered or something, but I believe he probably does exist. And what the fuck is this, shitty parent day? Y'all, this is true crime. It's real shit. And on real life, real crime, True Crime Time 4. I mean, naturally, this is not always going to be a lighthearted show.
No. And as much as I want to bring some, positivity, I have a story that is good, bring some something positive. But this next story is going to be just as bad as our previous stories. Again, we're in New York City, and a one-month-old has been murdered. So,
1 month.
1 month old. On July 20th, a Staten Island infant who has now been identified as Joseph Heben Jr. was taken to an area hospital due to severe malnutrition.
Imagine that.
They don't know who actually took him to the hospital, but he was unconscious and unresponsive at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He arrived there approximately at like 7 a.m. And as soon as this family came to our attention this summer, New York's Administration for Child Services began working with police to conduct an investigation. Stephanie Kendall, a spokeswoman for Child Services, said in a statement. Authorities have not disclosed whether Joseph's parents or family members were directly involved in the death.
Yeah.
He's 1 month old. 1 month old. So due to state laws, the child services spokesperson was also unable to confirm if the victim's relatives had a history with New York's Administration of Child Services. A man that works near the area where the child lived said a helpless child, an innocent child, like, really, come on, it's terrible. Like, when he was asked about this death.
Yeah, I mean, fucking 1 month old, they can't even hold their eyes open yet.
The man also said that the baby had an older sister that seemed very well cared for.
That's strange in a lot of these stories. They got other kids in the house and one kid's locked up or being starved.
Right. So he said, whenever I saw her with the daughter, the mother with the daughter, she was very nice and the kid was always smiling. He said the mother was, you know, young and her young children were fine. Like, he said, I don't know the inner workings of their family or whatever's going on in their abode, but they seem to be normal people. And then a father of two that works at the deli below where Joseph's family lived said, this neighborhood is safe. When I heard what happened upstairs, I felt bad. Another man said, this is shocking. I'm a father of three. This is hard.
Well, fuck yeah, it's shocking.
And the NYPD is, of course, still investigating.
The, geez Louise.
What the heck?
1 month old. Oh, hell, it's hot. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? I'm not intentionally going to get off the kid shit today. It's the it's bad shit. You know, the sweet babies are defenseless.
I know.
And you got one fucking job.
I know.
That's why we talked about the safe haven things or whatever. I got him. Bring it to a police department. Somebody will take the kid. I mean, you might catch a charge or abandonment or something. But fuck, don't kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And then it is what it is. So now I'm going to go on a lighter note and let's do this. Planes, trains, and automobiles, y'all. This is a segment and try to lighten up a little bit. It's travel season. Like Thanksgiving, that's like 4th of July and shit. That's like the busiest time.
Right.
You know, to grandma's house we go and shit, and everybody's traveling, whether by planes, trains, or automobiles.
What do you always say about it's you wear?
Holidays the time you leave the ones you love to be the ones you can barely stand, and everybody can chuckle at that. But, you know, you kind of think of pilots, they're responsible for lives and flying these jets and. And they're, you know, we've done stories in the past on pilots being drunk and shit like that. But you think you're putting your trust in this airline.
Yeah. Right?
Well, let's go to H-Town, Houston, to Bush International Airport. When there was a pilot and he's off duty. And guess what? He got tased and arrested after law enforcement said he refused to remove his car from a passenger drop-off area at the Bush Airport on Sunday. Now, look, we've all been there. You're trying to pick somebody up, and they tell you they're getting off the plane, but they got to go get the luggage, and you got to keep moving because of fucking 9/11.
Yep.
You got to keep moving around. You can't pull over. You might pull over and pray that you're going to be able to hold the spot before the cop that's on that line comes and gets you. Well, it didn't happen with this cat. And so Nicholas Dress, 65 years old, is charged with felony assaulting a peace officer. But he got out on $40,000 bond on Tuesday. But law enforcement said Dress was stopped in his car in a way that blocked two traffic lanes in the Terminal B passenger drop-off area. So basically, Dress was being an asshole. And don't you hate those motherfuckers that do that shit? And then they're waiting for the cop to come up and tell them to leave. I'm like, motherfucker, you're blocking two people.
Yeah. Right.
So, but anyway, if everybody would just fucking obey the rules, it would go a lot smoother. That's why they have them. But anyway, the cop goes up to his car and says, he's like, hey, dude, you got to move, right? And he didn't do it. And the cop's like, I told you got to move. And Dress is like, I'm not moving. And then the cop's like, okay. The situation is escalating, right?
Yeah.
And he tells him several more times to move his car. And then they get into a physical altercation.
Oh, no.
Yes. And so, I guess the pilot thinks he's Billy Badass and he's going to fight the cop. Well, cop's got a taser and a pistol, and I'm sure freeze plus plea too. But it's called the use of force continuum.
Yeah.
You can decide which level Escalate. You want to take it
yeah.
to. You see, and they better be glad I didn't have stun guns back in the day because I'd use the fuck out of them. So what does the cop do? He's like, bitch, you really want to fight me?
Yeah.
Pulls a stun gun, shoots him with it.
Yeah.
And so I see this in the movies and shit. I have been through the stun gun training. Mm-hmm. And when you tasers, basically what people know them by, that you see in the movies where they go up and they stun somebody and it knocks them out.
And they're like shaking. Yeah.
You know, and it knocks them out for a long period. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's just simply the shock lasts long enough where you can't control your body muscles and it hurts like a motherfucker and you're going to comply.
Yeah.
You won't get hit with it again.
Yeah.
Although I did have one guy they shot three times one night. He kept pulling out his chest, but he was high on meth. But, so anyway, once he stuns him, the cop shoots or hits him with a stun gun because either you can shoot him and it's got prongs that come
right.
out, or you can have a contact hit
yeah.
where they can literally touch you to it and
yeah.
it shocks the shit out of you, right? So when he shocks the shit out of him, he was able to effect the arrest. He was able to handcuff
mm-hmm.
him, all right? But so to take him to the jail and he gets this mugshot,
yeah.
the pilot now,
right.
gets this mugshot and he's got a black eye and other facial wounds.
Oh.
What we call that, you want to whoop up on the police.
That's just us.
You're going to fucking, well, I mean, it's in front of a guy and everybody at the airport, but you get out and you swing on the cops. How do you think that's going to work out for you? I mean, do you really think, the cops got a radio. At some point, somebody's going to call and check on them and the backup's coming and they're going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
But they're going to use whatever force necessary to,
right.
to, I mean, but you know, if you get, if you're fighting me and I have to use a stun gun and we go to the ground and shit
and
you get a black face and some scratch marks on your face, well, fuck you. That's on you. But Dreis is pissed off that, and he hires a defense attorney, Chris Warren. And he said that Dreis had to spend the night in the hospital for a heart issue they believe was caused by him being shocked with a stun gun at point blank range. Well, mm-hmm. guess what? Just like when I used to cuff people, they're like, oh, they're too tight. I'm like, motherfucker, they're not built for comfort.
Right.
And the stun gun is not built. I mean, if your heart was good enough to swing on the cop.
Exactly.
Then you're taking that chance, right?
Yeah.
But, and the defense attorney goes on to say, we're in the process of obtaining all the video evidence. He is a Navy veteran, which most pilots are. They go into
yeah.
the military to,
yeah.
to get the training right. And has been a pilot since 1987. There is a credible independent witness to the beating and tasing, and we are collecting statements and we'll work on presenting our investigation to the grand jury. Well, guess what, douchebag? You don't get to present anything to the grand jury. Only the prosecution does. He will either be indicted or he won't, and the people will get to make their choice. But the sheriff's office said that the case is still under investigation. They said all use of force incidents are reviewed by Houston County Sheriff's Office or Harris County to assure policies and procedures were followed. And court records show Drace is a pilot for a company that flies private jets.
So he thought he was better.
Bougie,
he really right? thought he was better. He
so,
wasn't a spirit.
Yeah, now he really thinks he's better because he and his family made headlines globally, including on ABC of this back in 2012, when the HOA and their spring, I guess, homeowners association
mm-hmm.
and their spring neighborhood
mm-hmm.
sent them a letter demanding they remove their pet kangaroo named Mike.
Oh, so he's just a troublemaker.
Yeah. Family said they plan to use him for vocational training for adults with disabilities and their daughter who was diagnosed with Down syndrome had also grown close to Mike. Well, you know what? Fuck him. And you swing on the police, you're going to get your ass beat.
Yeah.
I say ass beat y'all and I don't really mean it like that because certainly George Floyd and shit like that, that's murder, but just think about it. You're blocking shit. You know you're blocking shit, but
mm-hmm.
you think your shit don't stink. I'm a pilot, motherfucker. I'm a veteran. Da 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 da. Mm-hmm. You escalated. Maybe the cop you know, burlesque, whatever. They got into the shit. He got his issue, and now he's trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
So.
By blaming the cop.
Yeah.
Do they still carry billy clubs at all? Do they?
I don't know. I haven't looked lately. We didn't call them billy clubs. those batons were PRB 24s or something like that. And they were phasing out when I started in Uniform Patrol. We went to the ASP, which is a collapsible baton. It was a little stick, and you slung it out.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to get hit by that motherfucker.
Oh,
it was badass. Yeah. But you couldn't hit anybody in the head, but you'd kill them. But it was used to hit them, like, in the leg or you know, in the arm if they're fighting. You're like, you want to throw on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told several stories where I was getting my ass kicked and had to go to escalate the use of force, right?
Yeah.
But the baton or the ass, you get hit with that bitch, you're going down.
Yeah.
But you don't get hit in the head. But if you're fighting me and you happen to duck your head when I'm swinging at your arm and you get hit in the head, well, fuck you. That's on you. Don't fight me.
Yeah.
All right. Obey. And then if you obey, and like this dude, if he had just got the fuck out of the parking lane, wouldn't have been an issue,
no,
right? But then he didn't, and he's objective for whatever reason, and it turns to fisticuffs.
Yeah.
You're not going to win.
No.
That is a no-win situation. And you think a pilot would be smarter than that, and that was your episode of... Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for True Crime Time for Friday.
All right.
Your turn. That was good.
Okay. So this story I can not relate to, but I deal with this all the time. So like, for example, this is a little bit of family.
My fault?
No. Okay. All right. So I went into the restroom last night and WL had just gone into the restroom and he didn't flush.
Oh, Lord.
And Sophie on a, you know, the dailies, like after WL brushes his teeth, the sink has toothpaste, you know, like there's always some type of sibling thing, or I'm like, wipe the seat off or lift the seat up. You know, there's always something like that. Of
one's
course.
25, one's 14.
Well, yeah, right. So this 13-year-old girl had it with her younger sister and flushing the toilet. Okay. So a 13-year-old girl was taken into custody over the weekend after she was charged with killing her younger sister she was babysitting.
Oh, my God.
On Saturday, September 28th, the girl's parents left the house at around 11:15 a.m. and had their teen daughter look after their 7-year-old victim.
And, I mean, in any state like Louisiana, I think it was – like 11 or so, the kid could stay home by himself, 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, I think a 13-year-old is capable of watching. What was it? How old was the kid?
Seven.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I was 12 babysitting.
Oh, I know. Different times.
Yeah. At one point, the sisters reportedly got into an argument. The argument was about flushing the toilet. So when the younger sister was in the bathroom, the teen allegedly fatally stabbed her using a butcher knife and a hunting knife.
And that just happened to be in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
No.
The 13-year-old reportedly called her father about the incident and subsequently contacted the police around 1.
After she killed the kid.
Mm-hmm.
After she killed her sister.
Yeah. So
called dad's like, hey, Dad, I'm not going to be babysitting anymore.
I guess
and
so.
By the way, I use your butcher knife and
your hunting knife. So Detective DeGiacomo said police arrived and found the girl suffering from over 10 stab wounds, ranging from the abdomen to the head to the neck.
Jeez.
EMS transported the girl to the hospital where she was pronounced deceased.
Yeah.
DeGiacomo, the detective, described the suspect as, this was just very calm and showed no emotion.
Yep.
The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office is charging the teen with first-degree premeditated murder, felony murder, and first-degree child abuse, and she will not be tried as an adult.
Yeah, I think 13 might be pushing it a little bit, but she did. The premeditation is not, because obviously – people, so y'all know lifers, I don't keep my hunting knives and shit in the bathroom.
Correct.
I don't think we have a knife in the bathroom at all.
No. So Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy opted to charge the girl in the juvenile justice system, saying that given her young age, the state would have 7 years to diagnose, treat, and rehabilitate her until her mandatory release at 21.
It's called juvie life.
And hopefully then she would not be a danger to others.
Hopefully so. And hopefully her brain develops and she won't be a psycho serial killer. And I can't imagine what his parents are thinking. But, you know, like when I worked at Florida Parishes, they call them detention centers, but they're fucking jails. That they don't want to label juveniles as being in jail. And like I always say, it wasn't a hug a thug program.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't get locked up there for shoplifting or missing school or not listening to your parents. You got locked up there for fucking killing and raping and robbing. And that happens.
Yeah.
And just like, what the fuck are we on kids' stories today? Like all the ones earlier, you know, that unfortunately it happens. People, parents abuse their kids. And unfortunately, there are very many kids out there that are fucking evil. I hate to say that, but it's true because I've seen them. That do murder. And a lot of the ones I dealt with, I dealt with them as a detective when they were adults.
Yeah.
For murder and shit.
Right.
And definitely robbery and everything else. I mean, I just, wow.
What do you think the rehabilitation system is like? Do you think?
I think, you know, I really believe, at least in the state of Louisiana, that they try. That they make them go to regular school every day in prison. They make them go to regular school. They have psychologists and shit like that. But you know, you can't make a chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Yeah.
You know, some people are just bad. Mm-hmm. And like the adults that did all the shit to these kids or whatever, they're just bad fucking people.
Right.
You know, not the dad or whoever who left the kid home expecting to babysit.
Right.
That's not his fault.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully, some of them do get rebounded. I've seen some that when they were adults, they stopped me like in the grocery store or whatever. Like, hey, Sergeant Overton, you remember me? Mm-hmm. You know, you cut me a break and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I got my shit straight and I'm married now and all that. So if they get one.
Right.
Right. I mean, shitheads are going to be shitheads.
Yeah.
And that's the way that goes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just don't know. But you know what? It's time for worldwide crime. Worldwide crime for Friday. All right. Let's go way across the pond, some of your people's homeland. You want to guess what country?
My homeland. I have many homelands.
I knew you were going to say that shit.
Which one am I claiming? Switzerland, Ireland, England, France.
France, we're not going to, except for to visit the D-Day beaches. So, you know, you think about drugs in the United States and fentanyl and all that bad shit. But you know what? It isn't just the United States.
No.
So let's go to France, where five people, including three teenagers, have been seriously injured following a shootout linked to drug trafficking in Western France. And the violence erupted in front of a restaurant overnight in the western city of Poitiers and turned into a brawl involving 50 to 60 people. With several hundred people in the vicinity of the restaurant that were targeted in the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to the local police.
Right.
It started with a shootout at a restaurant, and I can't do a French accent, y'all, and ended with a brawl between rival gangs that involved several hundred people, Rutilio told French news channel BFM TV. A 15-year-old boy wounded was in critical condition. That's what that Rutilio guy said. Now, a police source told Le Figaro newspaper that the boy had been shot in the head, and that two teenagers, I guess we're back to fucking kids again, both aged 16 were among the injured. And Rutilio condemned, now listen to this. Can you imagine a French person saying this? The Mexican nation of the country by narco traffickers who no longer have any limits. And when this happened in the U.S. too, we've talked about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are traffickers who use the most ferocious means to settle scores and satisfy their lust for gain. It's just that it's not happening in South America, but in Rennes and Poitiers, Rutte said. Now, the interior minister of France was at a tipping point when it came to drug-related violence, and he said he was planning to travel later in the day to northwestern Rennes in Brittany, where a five-year-old was critically ill after being shot last Saturday. I mean, just fucking crazy. Yes. You know, like in France, and there's open markets and stuff like that. The restaurants, they sit outside. So I guess that's what happened. And then, you know, they come in and... Hey, y'all. Changing my wardrobe from summer to fall? It's never easy. Luckily, Quince offers timeless and high-quality items I adore, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh and I don't blow my budget. And there's nothing easier than going to Quince and choosing these high-quality items, like cashmere sweaters from $50, pants for every occasion, washable silk tops, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. I got the stainless steel Link Apple Watch band for $59.90. It's heavy duty, it's awesome, and it's like $100 less than I could find anywhere else. And I also got a 100% organic cotton fisherman quarter zip up sweater. The color is alabaster. Man, I can't wait to wear that this fall. And Cindy got the Mongolian cashmere boat neck sweater in heather gray. And I'm telling you, these are classic pieces at a fraction of the price. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high-quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/RLRC. You'll thank me later.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to four layers of detail, creating a bird's-eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax-infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
But anyway, they said the violence overnight in Portes happened in Place Cumbria, a known drug trafficking area. And it started when shots were fired by individuals in a car who then fled the scene. Now, when the police arrived, they found five people with bullet wounds and a dozen bullet holes in the front of a bar and were attacked by local youths before a mass brawl broke out. This according to the TV station. The local government has promised to deploy police reinforcements as of today. So the cops show up and they attack them.
Right.
After the shootings and motherfuckers are dead.
Yeah.
So the mayor of Poitiers, I ain't trying to say this dude's name, Lenora, wrote on X that the shooting was a new episode of unacceptable violence and said the age of those involved was particularly worrying. And the involvement and targeting of children and violence linked to drug trafficking has shaken France in recent months. For example, a spate of murders, one involving a 15-year-old burned alive and another committed by a 14-year-old hitman for hire,
holy,
caused an uproar in the southern city of Marseille last month. And in a separate incident, three people were shot in Valence region in southeastern France on Thursday night. And the shooting is believed to be linked to drug trafficking. And it broke out in a car park. That's what this foreigners call parking lot, y'all, of a nightclub in Saint-Péray. And the injured were aged between 22 and 24. And one of the wounded was shot in the head.
I thought guns were outlawed over there.
Yeah, exactly. I was waiting on that one to come out. I don't know if they are in France. I know they are in like Britain and, you know, Australia. You have to have permits and shit like that. But, you know, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
That was my point. And, yep.
But so it's just, you know, the world, it's everywhere. When we talk about, and we talk about a lot on the show, and I've talked about a lot in my career, that these people, there's no care for life anymore.
No, it's money.
It's not even that. It's just like, you know, we see it on video games and whatever, and we're just going to shoot a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They don't understand that you can't take that bullet back. When you take that life, you're destroying hundreds of other lives, everybody that loved them, you know. So it's not just us, y'all.
No.
It's world. Wait. It is
worldwide crime
for Friday. And then one more for Friday. Let's do a
beast mode.
Beast mode. What's all happening right in the beast mode world?
So a slain Texas woman's body was found burning at the scene of a fire. And prosecutors say her dog helped police identify her.
Really?
Yes. So Amanda Rose Reynolds was murdered in April of 2023 in Robinson, Texas. I don't know where Robinson is.
Texas is a big ass place. You can go to every town.
Yeah.
Right?
So Derek,
we've driven through like 99% of it, but they have a million towns.
Yeah. Derek Deneau, 26, is charged with Amanda Rose's murder, according to McClellan County, Texas jail records. Deneau and Reynolds were cousins. During opening statements at Deneau's trial, prosecutors said Reynolds' body was found in a plastic storage container and had been set on fire.
Nice.
She had been shot in the head.
Nice.
As Reynolds' body burned, firefighters noticed a white labradoodle named Titan refused to leave the scene. The dog eluded authorities who tried to catch him before a thunderstorm came down in the area.
Yeah.
But the next morning, a Robinson man discovered Titan in the exact location where Reynolds' body was found. So the man took the dog to authorities who discovered the animal was microchipped,
nice,
which helped them identify Reynolds. So Danu was...
So like he must have dumped her somewhere else with the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Danu was arrested in Kansas and has pleaded not guilty to the murder charge. And his attorney said there's no evidence linking his client to the crime scene and asked the jury to not fail for the prosecutor's dog and pony show.
Not fall. You said not fail.
Oh, yeah. Not fail. Sorry.
Not all good.
My eyes are old.
Yes, they are.
Not fail.
Mine are older by a year. Well, so that is the
beast mode.
Right? That's a good beast mode.
That was a good one. The dogs.
Good way to end.
Yeah.
And then, y'all, we're going to be bringing you, hopefully, everybody's catching up on episodes and everything else. And we talked about an episode the other day on the True Crime Time 4. We talked about the safe haven where you drop your babies off and stuff. And we next week, we're going to start talking about it in depth because Louisiana does have it. And we don't want to see these little innocent babies get hurt. And so we're going to tell you what you can do. We'll start promoting. Now, look, we're not ever getting off of LOPA. LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, somebody sent me a message about that. I said, don't forget about LOPA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. I end the regular real life, real crime episodes with LOPA.
Right.
But I think we can use this platform to protect babies since we're new grandparents.
Definitely. But just right now, just very quickly, they can be surrendered up to 60 days old, and you don't have to drop them off at a place. You can actually call 911.
Okay.
Just for until we get to the meat of it.
And we were going to get to the meat of it next week.
I know, but if this one thing saves somebody today.
Yeah. Well, I have too much to say about it, and it's not just that. Fuck what we just said already. If you know, thinking about hurting your baby, you want to get rid of your baby, call 911. They'll come get it. All right. And then next week, we'll tell you about Louisiana Safe Haven. Okay. And it's not the reason I don't want to do just this, because it's not just Louisiana Safe Haven. It's across the United States. And I want to talk about the whole organization. All right. So that being said, we're going to wrap up another episode of the only True Crime Time for Friday, because next week you're going to get on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's
true
correct.
Crime Time 4s. And then Justice for Haley. Oh, my God. Because of the Apple screw-ups, I know a lot of y'all didn't get the first episode, but you have it now. Go listen to it and then listen to the second episode. And I know you're all pissed off about, you know, the cops and you know, shit they were saying on the scene and all that. But what I really want you to focus on is what the suspect says, okay? And that's the first interaction they have with him. But listen to it. And next week, hold on for your horses, because it's going to get, unfortunately, murder is violent. It's going to get more gruesome. But we have to tell the story. We have to tell it correctly so we can get justice for Haley.
For sure.
And y'all please share this. These episodes, if you like them, tell your friends about them, but also share Just for Haley and, of course, the original Real Life Real Crime. And if you want to avoid the problems with Apple Podcasts or whatever, and God, I hope it doesn't happen again, but just saw our buddy Jack Lunas did a post that since October 31st, he's had no Apple Podcast listeners.
Yeah.
But whatever, it is what it is. But go to Real Life Real Crime Community app. It's an app store. Download it for free. All the apps and all our message boards and games and merch store, all that shit's in there. It's free. Didn't cost anything. And till next time, we're shutting down this episode of True Crime Time for Friday. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
We'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Chumba. Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.